Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Give me one second here. I'm going to find myself. Okay, so give me one second. Alrighty, so I'm just going to give a quick little intro before we get started today and start asking some questions. I just want to say, the group is really amazing that started here. You guys are really hopping this really fast. We're going to move through at record time, which I'm really happy to hear. A couple things just about mindset, very important, and cause and effect of how it affects us. Just a quick thing about the Parsha last week. You know, we see how Yaakov swapped the mindset, the birthright with his brother Esav and tricked his dad, right? And then we see how this like karma sort of flipped back onto his face when Lavan swapped out his daughters and kind of like measure for measure. And there's kind of like this karmic entanglement. Sometimes we can't fix this stuff. We just can't. It just has to play out. And we have to understand that energy is one thing, but when we're dealing with entanglements that have to do with certain deeds that we do. And the other really strange thing that I always wanted to understand, I haven't seen anybody answer this question, if anybody knows, how is it that you could just buy a birthright from somebody? It's like, can I just become a Kohen? Can I buy your Kohenship? Like, I've never heard that before. It's just something that I thought about. If anybody knows the answer, you can text me the answer on that. Ask your husbands if anybody's a rabbi. My husband didn't know the answer, but it's a good question, right? How can you just transfer that to somebody and assume it's yours? And then trick his dad into it. Like, you think you would ask like a Shiloh on that question. Okay, anyway, so some of this stuff cannot be cleared. It's a tikkun that needs to be fixed. Okay, and we just have to let it play out however that's going to play. One thing I wanted to cover today is counting, clearing, and documenting. Somebody also asked a question about what do we test exactly, you know? How do we test stuff and what should we be testing? Starting next week, we are going to be getting into the triggers of, you know, what triggers us with life. Now, there's enough probably there to cover a few weeks, you know, in terms of just constantly clearing the triggers with all the people that are in your life. But for today, we're just going to quickly cover counting, clearing, and documenting. Okay, but before I start that, does anybody have any questions about getting online? Getting online, any questions up to date about what we spoke about over the last few days? Anybody? Let's go ahead and speak up if you do. No? Okay, anybody from the other group have any questions about getting online? Because usually we don't like a lot of questions, but people are doing so well. So anybody left from the other group that's struggling getting online? Okay, we're going to go ahead.
Hi, it's Serena.
Uh-huh.
I tried clearing the reasons why, I started counting stuff and then the finger rub just went away when I was trying to remember, was I counting disappointments or resentments? And there's got to be a trigger, but I don't have the finger, now it's gone, so I can't clear it.
Right, can right. That's super super annoying. Hold on. Your inner divine wisdom knocked off. Okay, so go ahead and connect that back and the triggers of why. Hold on. Inner divine wisdom and any reason why. Okay, so let me just send that to you. Okay, so I'm going to now just go into, we were going to talk about the counting, clearing, and documenting and what to test. Okay, and if you have any questions on this topic, please let me know. But let me just explain a few things. Okay, so the first, somebody asked the question, like, what should I be working on? So we have a Midos Gym sheet that, you know, talks about things that steal our happiness, you know, things that I'm upset about, feelings that I don't like, certain, you know, maybe I feel jealous, you know, these awful Midos that we have within ourselves that we don't like. And so we sometimes can clear them. Sometimes we need to go to the cause of why we have them in the first place. But we're right now just learning super basic techniques to practice your two finger rub. Okay. What was happening, and some has happened, but I mean, it's just unfortunate. Sometimes when people come to the course, they have a lot of stuff going on and just they're in bad shape. And so they really struggle. Like, I'm just keep losing my two finger rub no matter which way I go. And that is unfortunate for these people because there's almost like we need to have like a class before the class to get these people so they can get into the two finger rub, you know, and get it consistent. It is frustrating when you lose it, when you're in the middle of working and suddenly it just goes. That's usually an indication that you have hit a nerve within yourself, a deep, deep root that needs to be addressed. Sometimes you're going to just have to pay for sessions to have somebody else work on you. It's a process. It took me, I've said this before, I'm sorry if you've heard it, but it took me a year before it came in consistently for me. And when it was coming in, I was literally dancing in the kitchen. I was like, yahoo! And that's the thing. It's very important to celebrate when you are getting it. Don't assume just because you're getting it, it's normal that, oh yeah, like, assume you're going to get it, but also be super grateful to Hashem that you're getting it so easily, because not everybody does. You should know. Okay. So I just want to cover counting. I'm going to review counting. Okay. Counting, there's a couple different ways we can count. We can count by numbers. Okay. Counting by numbers means you count 1, 2, 3. Okay. And you're waiting for the number to come. So how many do I have? I've got 1, 2. And then if it's 3, I'll have a sticky on the third. Okay. But let's say like I have 1,000. So I don't want to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I would be like here all day. Okay. So if I'm going 1, 2, I see it's going to be a lot of numbers. I'll say, okay, is it more than 10? And the reason why I go this way is because when I'm counting on a timeline, I'm jumping like big numbers like that. When I'm just counting numbers, I go down just so it's kind of to keep it clear. It doesn't matter, but that's how I do it. So I know I keep track of what I'm doing. I'm counting numbers. I'm counting, you know, I'm jumping into huge increments of numbers. So you can count either 1 to 10. Is it more than 10? Is it more than 100? Is it more than 1,000? Is it more than 10,000? More than 1,000,000? No. Okay. Backtrack it. 100,000. You know, is it more than 50,000? Like, you want a range. Okay. When you're trying to count numbers. Now, if you're getting this massive number, then you can ask, okay, can I break this down into layers? Okay, and the layers are going to be where these numbers are going to sort of just form by themselves, however they appeared on the system in layers. So you could just clear them as layers. It doesn't matter which way you clear them, it clears. However, layers are way faster to clear than going, okay, 1, 2, 3. But when you're trying to practice, when you're trying to practice, that is, you know, when you need to, it's really good to do it one at a time because you can feel the clearing. Okay. Okay. So the next thing is with clearing. Okay. Now you've identified, let's say you have 3 issues that you want, you know, three numbers of say resentment. So then you start going back and forth 1, and sometimes just by going like that, it clears. You'll feel it. It's sticky and then it goes smooth. 2, sticky, smooth. 3, sticky, smooth. It just clears without any further ado. Okay. Did I clear them? Yes. You can confirm it. Yes, it got cleared. Did it? If you get a no, they go, okay, so is 1 good? Is 2 good? Oh, 3. 3 has still an issue. Back and forth. It's not clearing. Why is it not clearing? Do I have to go deeper? Yes. That's when we would go into some of the other protocols, which we're not going to talk about today. So let's say, like, you get this massive number, and or let's say, for instance, you only have 3 issues, but that third issue will not clear today for whatever the reason. You'll have to wait more time. Yes, you can't clear that third issue today. So that's when you grab your day timer. Okay. Let's say, like, I have my day timer here. Okay. And let's say, like, we're on Wednesday today, right here. So I'd write, okay, so I cleared, you're writing here, cleared 2, whatever it was. Resentment triggers disappointments, okay? And then I want to find out, okay, how many days do I have to wait until I can do more? I need 3 more days. I have to wait 3 more days, which means that starting tomorrow, which is Thursday, would be day 1. Day 2 would be Friday. and day three would be Shabbat. And generally we don't work, I mean, you can if you want, but you can't document. So I generally like to push it off till Sunday, okay? And then you'd write on Sunday, you know, one more, or like one resentment or whatever it is that you still need to clear. Okay, so when you get to Sunday, you open your book. Oh, I have one resentment to clear, and I have this to do and that to do. And so you have it very nicely organized each day what it is that you need to work on. So there's always what to work on. You don't have to work on yourself every day, just so you know. And I made approximately 2 hours maximum of clearing time. Okay, if you only manage to get half an hour, it's fine. Don't worry about it. As long as you're moving along and you're not getting tripped up by stuff. People say, what do I work on? You work on whatever is bothering you. Okay, if you're in a fight with your wife or your husband, what are we fighting about? We're going to have triggers class next week. Amazing protocol. If you're fighting with your spouse, chances are there's a trigger going on there. There's something that's bothering you. We're going to go into details next week. But just what is your pain point? Like, what is your issue that you're having right now? You know, I'm angry. Very angry. Okay, how many layers of anger do I have? How many? Usually it's layers. Trust me. If it's major stuff, it's layers. It's not, you don't even go with numbers. How many layers of anger do I have? I've got 50 layers of anger. So I would then write, okay, how many, so just start clearing, like how many can I clear today? So layer one of anger, layer two of anger, three, four, five, six, it goes smooth. Okay, so I've cleared 1 through 5, yes. You confirm it, did I clear 1 through 5? Yes. So then you write today, anger, layers 1 through 5, okay? How many more do I have to go? I still have 45 layers more. Okay, so you could write 45 more. When can I do the next round? Have to wait a week, which is 7 days. So then I would go, okay, so Thursday is one, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, right? So basically it's just next Wednesday is usually the way it works. It's a week from today. 7 days would be a week from today, I think, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah. So usually when it's a week, it's the next day of the same week. Just put it on your schedule. So a week from today would be Wednesday. I'm going to clear the 45 layers of anger that I have, or if it's a number, whatever the number is. So you could write L for layers and N for number. Then when you get next week, say, okay, I'm ready to clear my 45 layers of anger and start clearing them until you can't go any further. And then you could check to see how many more layers do I have left. Now, what happens sometimes, even though you only cleared 5 layers, you clear a lot more than 5 layers. Like, it's happened before where we've had 50 layers and we've only cleared 5 today. And by the time you get to next week, the body just keeps processing more stuff. So then it's like, you only have 20 to go. You're like, whoa, like, how did that happen? It just happened. It's like an interesting thing and how the body's trying to heal itself constantly. And it just keeps helping. Sorry. It just keeps helping you out in terms of just moving stuff along. And especially you might be clearing something else that maybe is not related to the anger, but is fueling the anger. And because you've cleared those other issues, like with the triggers, for instance, and by the time you get to the anger, you're like, oh, look at that. I only have 2 layers left of anger. How is that that I was at 45 and now I'm down to 2? And that is because you moved stuff around that potentially was fueling that anger. Okay, so on this specific topic, does anybody have any questions on what I said? They need clarification or a deeper understanding regarding counting, clearing, and documenting, or what to test.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
I just to clarify, is it necessary to first ask that first to count with numbers and say, is it more than 10,000? Is it more than 20,000? And then to break it into layers, or can I just do immediately layers? Like, I was just confused. Can I, if I say, okay, I have how many resentments? Do I have more than 10, more than 100, more than 1,000? Mm-hmm. That first thing, let's say I have 50,000, then do I break it down into layers? How many layers is that?
I hear you. And there, okay, there's no right or wrong way to do it. Just so you know, it's whichever way you feel comfortable. You can say, should I do by numbers or layers? And you go, so okay, should I do numbers or should I do layers? You could ask that question first before you start. But generally what I'll do is, you know, I'll just ask the question, is it more than 10? Yes. Is it more than 1,000? Is it more than 1,000,000? I kind of like incrementally jump. And if I get more than 1,000,000, maybe I should have asked the question, should I do it in layers? That's how I do it. Is it more than 10, more than 100, more than 1,000,000? Then I back it down. And then I'm like, okay, the reason that's the advantage of doing it by numbers first is when you see, wow, I've got like 10 million of these resentments as opposed to 50 layers. It's a more magnifying, like, wow, I really got this issue. And then you back it down into layers. Well, how many do these break into layers? You could do it like that. It doesn't really matter. It clears the same way, whatever your intention is. If you intend to clear it one at a time, it will clear one at a time. If you just go like this, I'm just clearing all that will clear today. You don't even need to count. You just clear. I'm clearing all the anger that's going to clear off my system today. Just like that until you wait for clearing to happen. It just happened. Then you can go back to your number and say, okay, out of this 10 million, how many just cleared? Whoa, I just cleared 5 million of them just by going like this. Whatever the body was like so sick and tired of holding this, it just like, get it off my system.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. All right. Okay, so Shauna, hi.
Hi. I remember before you were talking about when you get to infinity, mm-hmm. of it's important how we phrase it. Can you clarify what that is? Can we say infinity or infinite number?
Yeah, well, that's a great point. Okay, sometimes the number just can't be counted. It's just so many. And, you know, if it's more than 1,000,000,000, more than, I just give up. Once I get to 1,000,000,000, I'm like, is it more than 1,000,000,000? Infinity number. It's called infinity number. You can't say infinite number. It doesn't work. It's an infinity number. And when we go into the rapid recode, which we're going to learn in a few weeks, that's how you phrase infinity number. It just means I can't count them. So you just start clearing. Whatever's going to clear today is going to clear. Okay. And then you just say, when can I do more? I have to wait 2 weeks. Okay. So count, you know, basically 2 Wednesdays from today will be 2 weeks. And if you're off by a day or two, it doesn't matter. You don't want to do it before you're ready, because that means that the system is not ready to process more of that stuff. Okay. Johnny.
Yeah. Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Okay. So this is what I wanted to ask you. I have the reverse rub. And when I've been testing the numbers, what I've been doing is I'll say, is it one, and I'll get a yes, and is it 10, and yes, I keep going up numbers until I get a no. So like if I get, and I'll say like, is it 10,000, and we'll say no, and then I'll just back down until I get the number, I can do it that way. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, is it just in terms of, I'm asking this from the place of, I seem to be somewhat sensitive, you know, to all the work, you know, in terms of how we react to it. So do I need to ask, like, is it how much, like you said, the system will clear, like, can the system just clear as much as it's able to, or do I need to ask, like, how much can the system clear? So let's say there's 10,000, do I need to ask in the system, how much can the system clear, or can I just say, okay, just clear and clear as much as the system is able to do today?
Either way, it's fine.
Either way,
the point of it is to document it, not that we need to document it. Honestly, let me say one thing. Most energy systems, they do free flow. They don't document, they just flow it, whatever. I don't like that system. And there's lots of reasons why I don't like that system. I like to be systematic and understand, what are we doing? And did we do anything? How do we know we did anything? Because we had 10 million and now we have 5 million, which I get the same answers you get. When you start working on clients, we document everything. Again, for many reasons. If there's a problem, we can go back and there's a chain of exactly what was done and we can figure out what happened, which almost never happens. But if it does, we know what happened. Also, if another practitioner picks up, she knows what was done on the client. So we like to get used to documenting what we do just to train yourself, because once you start free-flowing stuff, it's really hard. People that come to my program that are used to free-flowing, they have such a hard time with this documenting. It's like, just leave me alone. I just want to free-flow it. And you definitely can just free-flow it. You could just clear it, and whatever's clearing is fine. But the problem with that is like.
No, I wasn't. Right now, I wasn't asking in terms of doing free flow. I'm all for the documentation. I want to see, you know mm-hmm. where I started and where
yeah,
I ended.
Yeah.
I was more from a place of safety. Like, do I need to ask, you know, is it how many numbers is it safe to clear today? Or can I just
yeah.
say, can I do the clearing and mm-hmm. just say that, the you know, let the system clear whatever's safe today and then measure after I clear, like, how much did I clear so I can document
correct,
it.
Correct, correct, correct. I don't usually ask safe, how much is it for safe for me to work on, because generally that means that you can't clear it if it's not safe. It won't let you clear it if it's not safe. Generally,
oh, it won't. It will only go. Okay.
Generally, it will knock you offline if it's not safe. You'll just, oh, wait, I lost my two finger rub. What happened here? It could be that it wasn't safe for you. And maybe, you know, you could ask that question. Is it safe for me to work on this? Most people don't have that issue. They don't get knocked offline. But for those people that are in the middle of working, that might be a good question to ask, you know, like with Rina Kai and some people, like they're forever like getting knocked offline then when they're working and they're like, what the heck? Like you're, you know, working on your computer and suddenly you get knocked off on your Wi-Fi. And then you have to like recalibrate and wait for it to start. It's super frustrating. So the question is, why do I keep getting knocked off? You know?
Right. No, so what I've been doing is when I want to do the general clearing, I'll look at the list and I'll ask what is safe, what should I do today or what is safe for me to do
perfect.
Today?
Great. That's a great answer. That's a great, great
right.
way to ask the question. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Does anybody have any questions about what to work on? Does everybody have what to work on? Is anybody struggling? Like, I don't know what to work on for myself. I need some ideas.
Yes, I need some ideas. Yesterday, I got knocked off after the session. Do I have to test myself with the truth meter to see what knocked me off? Because I couldn't get my finger up afterwards.
Is this Esther?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. All right. So the question I'm going to ask is, so did something knock you off from the session or from the Zoom meeting yesterday, which is so interesting? Okay, yes it did. So did you, okay, so this is the thing. It's important to disconnect after the session for people that are sensitive. Not everybody is sensitive, okay? Not everyone's so sensitive as you, okay? But if you're affected by everybody else's stuff, first of all, I suggest you put a lot more protection around yourself. Okay, we have a cave protocol that you can watch, I believe. I don't remember exactly where it is, but it's somewhere in level one. And that you put yourself into a cave and you go in and you protect yourself a little more. Okay, and the other thing is to disconnect yourself. Like, as an example, are you still connected to yesterday's class? You still are. Yesterday, okay, so 1-2 connections. I'm disconnecting you, 1-2. Okay, and just clearing out whatever got absorbed onto you. Okay, then this is Esther, and this is her connection to the Zoom from yesterday. And whatever happened, she just kind of got entangled with whatever was going on there. And it happens, okay? Just understand, this is sometimes people do that. So just know, disconnect yourself after the Zoom call. As soon as you hang up, am I disconnected from that Zoom call? Just check as part of your daily protocol that you do, if that happens to you. Okay, so let me send you what I did. Disconnect me from you. Okay, are you back online now? How about now? Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better.
It is or not?
Yes, I got the rub back.
Okay, I know, right? It's crazy how that works like that. It's that simple sometimes. We just get knocked off. Okay, I see Gitti has a question. Go ahead. Hi, Gitti. Hold on.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Last night I did a forgiveness on myself. Can you check if it passed 100%?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
And can you check what I should work on myself further?
Sure. Okay, so let's see here. What should you work on? I'm getting still a grudge. You're holding a grudge against somebody. Let's see here. I'm getting your husband. Sorry. Husband, mom, dad, sister, brother. Yeah, a grudge.
Okay. I guess I should work forgiveness or just clear it?
Should you clear? I just work on clearing it for yourself. Yeah.
Maybe.
Or talk to him.
Okay.
Okay. Vent it out to him.
Thank you.
We're going to have
you.
A whole protocol on that. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Rafa, I wanted to ask you, it's Leia.
Hi, Leia.
Say, hi, how are you? Okay. We actually flew out, but then we flew back. The flight was canceled, so it was a little bit of a crazy night. So I'm actually able to talk to you now. I thought I was going to be on the flight. But in any case, are you able to tell me what I should work on?
Sure. Hold on. You were on your way to Israel and you got canceled?
Yeah, we were on our way. We're in the plane, and then
we had to land
at JFK.
No way.
We were on the plane in the air, traveling an hour and a half.
Gosh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a really interesting thing. So we ended up landing, and then we were trying to book onto our 11 o'clock flight last night, and it was really interesting because my fingers kept on telling me we'll make it. So we stayed to like the very, very, very end to see if we could get on standby, but we did not make it. We ended up in a hotel nearby. We hope to go back today. I was a little bit thrown off by that because my finger rub was doing really well.
Okay.
I couldn't figure out the sequence of that. Okay, so what are you saying?
So we're not supposed to do futuristic questions, and we're really supposed to stick to medical intuition. We're not allowed to predict the future with this work. Okay. Just so you know.
Okay.
That's kind of where, are we going to make it? Okay, it's just because the future changes every second, honestly, you know. So, okay, I'm getting lots of disappointments for you. And I could just imagine, I can't even imagine, like, having to go through that. Like, you know, and all your children, and resentments. Like, did they tell you why they had to turn back?
There was the plane had a, you know, a malfunction in the engine. We didn't go on a plane that was bad.
Other things stuff is what came up for you. Okay, so other things stuff, you just have to disconnect.
What?
It's called other things stuff, 1, 2, 3. I'm going to do it for you. Okay, this is you. Other things stuff, disconnect, disconnect, disconnect. You absorbed other things stuff onto you. Okay, so clear off the disappointments and the resentments that you got from this whole experience.
Right. Okay.
Okay, going to...
And then besides for that, just like in general, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically, you know, that's what's coming up for you. Nothing like...
Look, besides this whole flight thing, I just want to know in general, like, if you feel anything that specifically... That
I mean, you can go, we have, I mean, I don't know if you printed the documents yet, but we have, you know, a whole, like, emotional... on the
right.
Yes, yeah, so you can go through that.
Do you feel anything, though?
Hold on a second here. Let me just check you quick. Basically, you just use the two-finger rub to go down and see, you know, what you need on that sheet, because... I mean, we have tons and tons of protocols, and it's hard to just go through all of them. But hold on this list here, I'm getting, you've got overwhelmed, unsupported, and worthless. Okay.
Rachel, is that the COI chart that you were just going on?
No, I'm looking at the emotion code chart. We're going to learn how to use this, but yeah.
Is that the chart? Is that the chart you always reference to see what you have to work on?
No, what I look on is this cause. It's called the COI, which is the cause of issues chart.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have a couple of hours, you know, in about a month's time on how to use it. This is more of like, okay, so I have anger. Okay, and so what's the difference? I have my anger. I'm generally clearing my anger. Generally clearing it, and say anger number three is just not clearing. So I want to go, is it on the cause of issue chart? It's on the cause of issue chart. Why it's not clearing comes up grudges, which means you would have to first release the grudge in order for that anger to leave. Okay, and that's why sometimes stuff doesn't clear. So we're right now just learning general clearing techniques, okay? We're slowly going to get into more complicated things that are entangled together and identifying the cause of the issue. So you might have a neck ache, right? Like yesterday I had a neck pain in my neck, and it for sure was energy related. It was based on something that had happened to me. And I sat down and I cleared it out and it wouldn't leave. And then it was some kind of a grudge that I was like, seriously, I'm holding a grudge. And turned out it wasn't actually my grudge. I had sucked somebody else's grudge up. So I just disconnected myself from the grudge and cleared it, and then cleared the resentment and or whatever I was feeling, and then it left. So what I'm just saying is that we're learning this in order, okay? There's a lot of things, and even on the cause of issues chart, it breaks down into this book of protocols, okay? So lot, lot. Slowly, slowly. One step at a time. Okay, so I'm going to go. I see Shauna from Belgium. Hi.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hello, Baruch Hashem. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. So yesterday you told me that I should work on my grudge.
Okay.
I still have grudge. So I played grudge. So one, number one, I want to know if I played it well. Number two, after that, I felt tired. Was that related to the grudge?
Yes. Yes. If you start feeling tired when you do energy work, chances are your energy lines might have fallen, okay? That's the number one cause. If I'm working on something and I start feeling really tired and I wasn't tired before, chances are the lines fall. So let me just tell you what I would do for you. Did your lines fall? I'm checking. Yes, they fell. Okay.
So before I started, I checked if I need the energy and I didn't need it. So it means after that, it suddenly fell.
It fell after, and that could happen in the middle of a session when we're doing deep work on ourselves. Sometimes the lines crash. There's something on there that caused the line to crash, and you'll start feeling really, really tired suddenly. So that's just go back to that.
You have to go back to the energy.
Yeah, just check
right.
to see if
something
happened.
Do I need to do the crutches every day of it? Do I need to start clearing?
No. Once it's gone, it's gone.
Oh, okay. So it's gone by me at least?
I'm getting the grudges gone. Is your pain gone?
Better. I took a medication against it because it got too much inflammation medication.
Okay, well, I'm just going to quickly check you. Let's see, is there anything else going on with your neck pain? There's still stuff in there. Hold on. Other things, stuff. One, two, three. One, two, three. I'm just doing this. I'm not teaching this right now, but I'm just quickly clearing you of this, okay? Because
okay.
I know you've had this for a while. It's called other things, stuff that's accumulated on your system. Hold on. It's something that you're wearing. It's something in your house. Something in your house. I don't know. Just clearing it off. Okay. Is that any better? Disconnecting me from you and sending it to you. Is that better?
Okay.
Feel it?
I think so.
Okay.
I hope.
Okay. Me too. Okay. Esther.
Okay.
Go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Hi, Esther. Go ahead.
Yes. I just want to know what I should, what's my priority to start working with today?
Well, what's your pain point? What do you feel today?
I am overwhelmed in all areas. That's all that I want to know what's first. Are you able to test it for me?
Okay, I want you to write a list. Do you have a book?
Yeah, I've written a list, but I'm scared I'm going to start and I'll get thrown off with a lot of stuff. So I thought maybe if you can test me, what's the most priority for me to start off with?
Okay, so you're feeling over...
My list is quite long.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay, well, if you... Okay, so I would write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, however many of the things there are, and just scan the list with a two-finger rub and see what is my priority to work on today.
Okay.
You know, and if you're feeling overwhelmed, another way you could do it, you don't have to necessarily clear it like this. You could create a bubble with your charged hands, create a bubble, and just say, and vent it out to the bubble. I'm like, I am so overwhelmed that my husband doesn't help me. I'm so overwhelmed that my kids are not organized and that they all have learning disabilities. And I'm so overwhelmed that I don't have enough money to pay and I have to do everything myself. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Bam! Up we go. Goodbye. And sometimes you vent it out with intention and passion and it just goes. Instead of just clearing it one by one by one by one, because it's just too much. Try that and see. And we're going to talk tomorrow about documenting the number. Okay, so if I rate your overwhelmed, one is the worst, okay, in terms of intensity, one is the worst. People go, why wouldn't 10 be the worst? Because we can only have one system and it has to represent both. So one would be the absolute worst, okay, or least, okay? And 10 is the least issue and most cleared, okay? So your overwhelmed right now is a 1, it's a 2. So you could write overwhelmed 2 and then put a slash. And then when you vent out all that feeling overwhelmed, clear it all out, pop it and throw it up, then rate your feeling of overwhelmed. You'll be shocked it actually goes up to maybe a 5 or a 6. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
You want to do it and then... Let us know. We're done for today, basically. But
can I ask you a quick question?
Who's that?
Gitti.
Hi, Gitti. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to, I'm working on getting online and trusting myself. So I just want to, if you can test for me if I did work today on myself, if it worked.
Okay, sure. Hold on. So you're saying right now you're not online?
Yeah, I am. But I'm just like, I worked this morning and I just wanted to make sure that I actually did work. I wasn't just like, I'm just working.
I'm just playing games here. Okay, what did you work on? If you want to share.
Trapped in her inherited emotions. I couldn't get online and then it just came up, so I just worked on it.
Okay. Did you clear it? I'm getting you cleared it.
Yeah. Good job.
Okay.
I did.
Okay. Great. Thanks. Okay. All right. So I guess we're done for today. We'll come back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, and we'll just, any more questions on this topic? Okay, it's not complicated, but it can get confusing with all the little tiny details. It's like a dance, okay? And you're going to see before you know it, your whole notebook's going to be documented with all the stuff that you're working on. And you're going to look back at them and go, wow, look at how much I've accomplished in such a short period of time. And it's the best feeling ever. Okay, all right, everybody, have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay, thanks.
Are you able to clear my trigger quickly or no?
A trigger for what?
What's knocking off my inner divine wisdom.
Oh, okay. And how old are you?
35.
Okay, is there a trigger? Okay, 1 to 10, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20 to 30, 30 to current age. Okay, clear it out.
I was getting there was something before birth.
Is it before birth? Well, if you're not online, you can't necessarily get accurate answers.
Well, I got that, but then it got shut off.
I see. Okay, well, it could be. Hold on. Is your answer accurate? I'm getting no. Okay, let me send you what I did. And then,
okay.
And see if that's better. Getting online? Are you online now?
I just kept connecting, and then I would get an answer, and then it would get thrown off, and yeah. So
yeah,
I'll try it today. Let's see. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, everyone. Be blessed. See you tomorrow. Bye. Thanks.